Welcome back to another installment of Bluish Podcast. This is installment number 14. I have a special guest with me today. It's my grandpa, Al. Say hello.
Hello, Al.
Well, we're going to interview him today on some of his life experiences. So tell us, where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
What did you do when you were a kid? What did you do for fun?
That's too long back for me to remember. Went out and played with the kids.
Went out and played with the kids.
Cowboys and Indians, I guess, was the favorite game.
Really? You would dress up like cowboys and Indians?
Sometimes, if we had the right dress to wear.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time you told me a story. You were walking home from school, I think, with a friend, and there was a live wire, and your friend got shocked by it.
Well, this was back in the days when Zorro was a big hero. And this family friend liked playing Zorro, and he was always snapping and whipping and grabbing hold of things. This one day, he snapped it around the electrical wire. I guess my expression would be it sucked him in. And his cousin tackled him to break him loose from the wires. Otherwise, he would have probably died from the experience.
And that's pretty scary. When he tackled him, it stopped the shock, or it just got him off of the wire?
It knocked him loose from the wire.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's a pretty brave thing to do as a kid. Pretty scary. Okay, so you went to East Technical High School.
Yes, which is now no longer in existence. Back in the days when I went there, it was an all-boys school. In later years, it became co-educational, boys and girls. Well, now it's gone completely. They tore it down. In fact, it was the building that it was in at the time was right across from the church that my family went to.
Shiloh.
Shiloh Baptist Church.
And that's still standing.
Oh, yes, sir. It'll be there.
Yeah.
It was originally a temple. And back in those days, the church was able to purchase it.
It's very grandiose in there, I remember.
Oh, it's very grandiose, I would say, since the time that I was there, I think we had to update it, keep doing repairs. Tonight was quite a challenge because it was a giant temple with high ceilings, hard to get to and hard to repair.
Yeah. Now, those church services lasted a long time, huh?
Oh, yes.
And so the Episcopal Church kind of gave you a break from that.
Well, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So East Technical High School, and then you went to Kent State for a little bit, for college.
Yes.
And then you decided you wanted to go and join the armed forces.
Well, sort of like that. Went and joined the Air Force.
And that was on your own accord. Nobody persuaded you, or you weren't drafted or anything like that. You just wanted to do it.
Well, there were three of us that kind of ran together, and we all decided to go at the same time.
Did they send you to the same place, the same training camp?
Oh, yes. We went to San Antonio, where they did basic training. There were three of us, Carol Jackson, Richard Mason, and me.
A woman? No, Carol's a man?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew of a man named Carol.
No, he was to be the next Charlie Parker, as far as I was concerned.
Oh.
We both played saxophones, alto saxophones in the band. He practiced 2-3 hours a day. I practiced 30 minutes.
Oh, so he was committed.
He was committed and good.
He,
like that, with all his career, he ended up going to Juilliard's.
Oh, did he ever become like Charlie Parker, that famous?
He became famous. I don't know if I would compare him with Charlie Parker and Bird was something else.
I'm going to listen to some more Charlie Parker. So you went there, went to San Antonio. Then when you left San Antonio after basic training, where did you go?
Langley Field in Virginia.
And then Langley Field to where?
From Langley Field, went to Aviation Cadets. Cadets to New Mexico.
Clovis,
New Mexico.
And you stayed and trained there for a while?
Well, that's where I was assigned to an outfit. I was assigned to the 50th Fighter Bomber Wing.
And then so, the car to Cleveland situation. You drove the car from Clovis to Cleveland or from Cleveland to Clovis?
From Cleveland to Clovis.
Okay.
I was at home. Well, the progression was after I finished cadets in gunnery school. I was assigned to the 55 Bomber Week in Clovis, New Mexico. Had bought a new car, so I was driving it there to Clovis. My brothers all told my mother that the boy's too young to have that car, and so she decided to drive with me to Clovis, but to Topeka.
Topeka, yeah.
My brother was stationed there. The day that we got there, my brother was planning to go to the party the next night. He and his wife got together and found a date for me. He went to the party. While at the party, I met a beautiful young lady who stole my heart. We just about danced the whole night together. I really can't remember whether my blind date got together with his date, but I really wasn't interested in what happened there, but I was more concerned with my meeting.
So, this lady that you fell in love with was not your date. You just met her organically at the party.
Well, she was at the party date, selected queen, and she was the queen.
It was Kappa Sweetheart, right?
Yes.
Now, your brother was a Kappa. How did you get to this Kappa party? And so, you spent about a week in Topeka?
Yes, I think it was just about 8 days before I had to go on, continue on that trip to Clovis to be with my new outfit because this group was getting ready to go overseas. During that period of time back in Topeka, I spent all of my time with this Kappa Sweetheart, and we continued our relationship by phone and letter.
For about 3 months, right?
Well, let's see. April, May, June, and July.
What was your first date that you went on with her after the dance? Is that the picnic?
Yes, we went on a picnic in Topeka, and then the lunch that she prepared was so great. I said, I've got to have that woman as my wife.
And then you found out that she didn't make it.
That's true. She didn't make it. It was her sister. And her sister was a very good cook.
This was Alice?
Right.
So you knew at the picnic you wanted to marry this woman?
Well, I had sort of made up my mind that I was going to marry her. But the other thing in the background was that I was going to be gone overseas, so that would be a real long-distance courtship.
Now, you had dated other women before this woman.
Negative.
I found a photo album, and Grandma said it was both pictures of y'all's exes in this photo album. So you had dated, you had went on dates with other women, right?
Not when I was in the Air Force. Yes, I had been on dates when I had back in junior high and high school.
So this was your first experience being in love?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Okay, so wrote letters and talked on the phone for 3 months. And then, did you propose?
When we were writing letters and talking back and forth, talking about my going to Germany, she seemed as though she was interested. So I decided that we needed to get married. And so we married on the 31st of July. And of course, August the 4th, I think it was, we started on our, I started on my adventure to Hahn Air Force Base in Germany. We were the first whole group that flew from the U.S. to a foreign country as a whole.
Wow. But Grandma had to take a boat.
And wife came over a couple of weeks later. At the base, they ended up parking and following wild and enlisted me and the officers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get an apartment, and she got there. We motored into our apartment.
That's lovely. Now, I want to circle back to the wedding and stuff. So where'd you get the ring? Did you pick it out at a jeweler in Clovis?
Clovis, New Mexico was a very picked out one that she loved. And that's what...
She picked it out in Topeka. She picked out a pretty ring. So you went over to Germany, you got housing at Hahn Air Force Base, and how many years did you stay at Hahn?
I guess we for like 2.5 years in Hahn.
And did you guys like living in Germany?
Yes, we really enjoyed it. We didn't realize how much we enjoyed it until we made our first trip to the States after we were back about 30 days. We decided we would enjoy the rest of the tour overseas.
Oh, good. Now, were they prejudiced, racist in Germany? You weren't there when Hitler was there.
Well, Adolf Hitler was around in back and forth between Frankfurt and Berlin with his troops.
So you never saw him?
No, I never saw him. And I felt nothing other than pictures.
So as for everybody else in Germany, were they racist or prejudiced towards black people during that time?
Well, I would say yes, they were, because there was no real good relationship between us in America and the troops that were also overseas. He was the greatest.
I do want to, since this is coming out during the week of Valentine's Day, before we wrap it up, I would like to know, the people would like to know, what's the key to love in marriage? People want to know what makes a marriage last 70 years. And you said something the other day. Do you remember what you said?
Love and trust.
Love and trust. Well, you said agape.
Oh, agape is a word that comes from the Bible. The word for love, but there are different ways of expressing as far as the Bible was concerned.
Love and trust, that's it? Having a man cave, having your own hobbies, doing everything together, spending all your time together.
Well, all our time was together when we were overseas, excepting for times when the fighter wing would have to go to gunnery school. And we did that in different parts of Germany.
Now, Grandma made friends, though, with the other wives, so she wasn't just alone during those times.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of wives. I think in our office, there were only three people that weren't married. We had, I think there were 25 people in each squadron.
Now, did any of the wives ever run off with a German?
Not that I know anything about.
That's good. Did any of the men run off on their wives with the German woman?
Well, I don't know of anyone that married any German women while we were overseas.
So they weren't very scandalous, I suppose.
No, what we did back in those days, I think, isn't compared to what happens in the world now.
So we're talking more so 70 years ago. So you're saying we're more scandalous today than you guys were back then? I don't know. Back then, people were beating their wives and women couldn't leave because they couldn't get a job or vote and things like that. And now I suppose those things still go on, but I think I don't want to say it's easier for a woman to leave now, but back then I think women stayed in toxic relationships because they felt like they had to. I don't know, though, because I wasn't there.
No, either. I think that's just your thoughts about the time versus nine.
Do you remember the crack epidemic in the 80s when everybody was getting addicted to crack cocaine in the 80s, 70s, 80s? Oh. I had a theory that they planted crack in black communities to take the black man out of the family because black people were becoming too powerful. And they wanted to stop it. And so they implanted crack in the communities. You think that's could be?
That could be, yes. But I don't know what planted would mean, because I would guess back in those days, it was more plentiful, easier to get hold of. And the part that was bad was it was so addictive.
Right. When I say plant, means like somebody undercover is going into these neighborhoods and just basically not maybe giving it away, but like introducing them to it to get them hooked on it. And then once they're hooked on it, the whole community just crumbles. It's pretty interesting. It's something I think about when I meditate on why there's so many single women, especially black women in America these days. And it's like a generational thing that's been happening, I think. The trickle-down effect.
Well, I would say that would be because the men had to go to war and so many of the men were killed that it left an imbalance.
That would make sense, too. Now, would those women get their husbands' benefits when they died?
Their sister was set up.
Okay. Well, I know you're tired, but we would like to continue this convo next week. People want to hear about the Tuskegee Airmen and the civil rights stuff.
Okay, I guess we'll be able to get back together at a later date.
Yeah. Maybe when you're up. And wide awake. Your circadian rhythm's a little off. I always try to give the people a song of the week or a journal prompt. Do you have a song that you think the people should listen to? You were talking about Charlie Parker. What's your favorite Charlie Parker song?
Charlie Parker was a jazz musician, and there wasn't very much vocalization other than bebop or scat music that like Ella Fitzgerald used was famous for.
Mm-hmm. I like her. Now, you are connected to my Spotify, so sometimes I see you're listening to Now's the Time by the Charlie Parker Quartet. Is that a good one? Or The Bird?
Playing the songs, the setup was that progressive jazz or bebop players would use the tunes or chords from popular songs and would do their version of jazz versus what an everyday person would call.
Now, did black people invent jazz? I think so.
I would say it became better at it.
Now, blues was inherently black, I think. Blues originated from.
I don't know, that would be controversial because the birth of the blues song from that era, the words for it was the South gave birth to the blues. Did it say the black South or the white South, or we just...
Mm-hmm. Now, your family was from the black South, Little Rock, right?
They were part of the black South, yes.
Okay. That must have been rough in the 1800s. I'm sure they told you stories.
No, I can't remember any particular stories that my family talked about, but there was always talk about the lynching of Negroes.
So is that why they came up north?
I never discussed it really with my parents, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember much stories that you told me growing up about your childhood, but I remember Grandma telling me stories about growing up in Coffeyville, in a shack, basically, with dirt floors. And she said there was a bull snake that lived in their walls and would eat the vermin.
That was her father lived in South Coffeyville, which would have been the northeast area of Oklahoma. And his home was, I wasn't there, so I really can't describe it. But the stories are that there was a bull snake that lived in the walls, and it was never really captured because it kept other varmint from coming into the house.
Yeah, I remember her telling me that, and that she felt like her and her sisters got tremors because they drank from that well water or something, and that she would walk to school every day. And there'd be a bull on some other side of the fence that would try to, not attack her, but it was just me. She could hear it huffing and puffing, and there was just this rickety fence separating them. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, I do remember those stories that she told me. Those two specifically, probably because they were scary-ish. And then so she was raised by her sisters after that. Because her dad, I don't know the story behind why he didn't take care of her after that. Maybe he thought it was better she just lived with her sisters.
You're telling me things that I didn't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, you probably knew. Maybe it just slipped your mind. I think she told me she went to live with somebody in Topeka.
She lived with Alice.
Oh, Alice. And I remember because she told me they would go to the store and specifically buy the dented cans. Because they were cheaper back then. I don't know why I remember these weird details from stories. Like the live wire. I just remember there being a live wire and a boy getting electrocuted. But I don't know any other stories from your childhood besides that one. Did you go to all black elementary school? Was it segregated?
I would say that most of the students were Negro. But this would bring up the thing of Fairmount High School, which was an integrated high school, where Bob Hope who in later years became a USO traveler and went to visit the troops. That's what school he graduated from.
Oh. That'll wrap us up for this episode. So the song is going to be a Charlie Parker song, or I guess we won't call it a song. We'll call it something else. A Charlie Parker melody will be the song of the week. Go listen to some Charlie Parker, and we will be back next week with some more history. All right.
Sounds great.
Okay.